Coach, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. This storm has been unbelievable, hasn't it? It's just, sometimes, you know, but, you know, not as bad as some people have had. That's just awful. But hopefully it's through.
Are you still family back east there?
Yes, yeah. Mostly north, though, you know, northeast. They got hit, but not like not like New Jersey and New York.
What changes now that Phil Taylor's back?
Not changed that much because you don't know if you have Ruben. And Phil's just new being back.
Yeah, it's great to have Phil back practicing, you know, and then he'll, as of now, he'll certainly rotate into that game, and we'll see how much he can go. You know, how we don't want to overdo it. You know, he's had 2 weeks of work, and it's been a long season. So, he'll definitely work in, and we're really excited about seeing him back. Wish we had Rube, obviously, but we'll see where that goes too.
He's obviously bigger than anyone else,
interior-wise. And you, in the past, have always wanted, I mean, if Ruben's there, you've got 660 pounds there in the middle. What's it been like not having that kind of, just the size in the middle with the two rookies? Has it been a challenge, a different challenge to run your defense?
I would say no, really, because we've talked a lot, obviously, all the way through this about John and Billy and what a nice job they have done. Phil is really a good player, you know, and we got John and Billy to kind of back up Ruben and Phil, and then losing Phil was a tough one. It's given those two young guys a lot more experience, the loss of both Ruben and Phil, you know. It's brought them along a lot quicker. So now once Phil gets back into it and we can get Rube back, I think we'll have a really good inside rotation. Phil is a giant man, you know, and a good athlete. And at the end of last season was playing at a high level. We do expect a lot of him, but it's not an easy thing to come back at this point and play at that same level right away. I think it's going to take him some time to work back into it.
That kind of size, though, have an impact on the rush, on the running defense?
I think any time you lose a player, you know, certainly a starter, it impacts everything. You know, it'll impact you along the way. You know, I think we played well at times, on and off. What I remember about that game is we lost, you know, and it was a close game. We had a chance to win. We just needed to make more plays than we did, obviously, and we didn't make them. They're very good, you know. They do an outstanding job. They have terrific players, you know, a lot of skilled players, and they prepare them well. They do a very nice job. So our hands will be full, and certainly their running back, both their running backs are really good, but Ray Rice is a unique player in this league. So we'll be challenged for sure.
Do you think having Joe Hayden will make a difference?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a starter, you know, you've lost a starter. There's a reason why he's on your starting 11, and it'd be nice to have them all back, you know. But everybody in the league deals with injuries and plays through them. We just got to play better. But it's good to have Joe back out there.
Maybe struggled a little bit in those couple of games. Did you ever see his confidence waver at all?
No, I haven't. You know, I really have a lot of admiration and respect for Buster. He's a very tough guy, very competitive guy. And he doesn't change from practice to game to, you know, he just prepares himself really well, works very hard all the time, and then plays. And he plays hard, you know. So Buster, I believe, is a good player now. And he's just going to get better, you know. Everybody at any position is going to struggle sometimes. You know, the best in the world go out there and have poor games. So you know, there'll be some ups and downs, but Buster will take them and work through them.
Do you think he's been better the last
2 weeks?
Yeah, I think he's gotten better every snap. I mean, He's a guy that I believe that he learns from his snaps. You know, I think when, as his career moves along, I think he'll be a player that has years of experience as opposed to like 1 year of experience five times. You know, I think Buster will be a guy that has 5 years of experience when he's in that fifth or sixth year of his career. I think he's just going to get better and better.
Your defensive performance against San Diego?
Oh, that was a really good day for us. There was no doubt about it. You know, any time, in any conditions, it was bad conditions for an offense and a defense. But to try to throw the ball in those conditions is very difficult, no doubt about it. But, you know, to come away with 6 points was just a terrific day for us. And the win. I mean, that's the deal. You got to find ways to win no matter what you do. It's all about the W.
Game and who's been playing well lately? If you can give a couple of examples of guys who are coming on and doing a good job for you.
Well, it won't be anybody you don't know. You know, DeQuell always performs well. Buster performed well. But there are a lot of people in that game that played. Everybody played really hard, you know, and performed at a high enough level to keep a pretty good offensive football team, you know, off the board. So, in terms of touchdowns, so that was a good day. I think he has another young player that's gotten better, you know, every start that he's had. And I really believe he'll just continue to do that. You know, he's playing faster. He's got a better feel for the game. He's got a better understanding now being out in the field of what it takes to perform in this league. You know, it's not certainly not like college for him, you know, and he's a fast learner. And another guy that really cares about it, you know, he really cares about how he performs, cares that he does his job and prepares, and I think he cares about our football team.
The Ravens' stats are different, home versus away. They're offensively, they struggled, you know, away from Baltimore. Can you put your finger on why that would be or point to anything when you watch a film?
No, I don't. I don't have any idea. I just hope the trend continues, you know.
16 takeaways that your defense has this season, how important those have been and the points of emphasis that you're probably making on it?
We do. You know, we do like to think and we know that we do emphasize takeaways. That being said, I've never been anywhere that didn't, you know. So, and sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. And I don't know what the answer is because we certainly stress it and we stress it every year. I know that, like, in terms of interceptions, you always preach that if you just catch your chances, the odds are you'll have a pretty good year in terms of interceptions because the ball gets batted and missed, you know, they'll miss at times. But it's just hard because that ball gets on you fast and you're focused on other things. And so it's just hard to do those things. We'd like to get more and more, obviously, because it really is one of the few statistics in our game that has meaning, you know, in terms of wins and losses.
One of these websites that grades, like, every team, every performance, whatever, just had their midseason report and said that T.J. Ward is one of the surest tacklers for safeties in the league, which is amazing in the sense that he's played half the year with kind of a claw.
Yeah, really. That's good.
Have you seen that? Have you seen him play really well despite that injury?
He's always, you know, he's so aggressive and he's so tough and he's a willing tackler. So he gets to the ball carrier and he has been good at getting the ball carrier on the ground, you know, however he's done it. Because as you pointed out, with that thumb in the surgery, and he played the next week, you know, which was, I didn't anticipate that he would do that, you know, and I admire his toughness, but he couldn't really use that hand very well, or at all, really, to grab.
Did you see that in the New York game too? Because he kind of admitted.
Yeah,
he kind of whiffed on one because it was just so painful. He tried to strip it instead of tackling it.
Those are not. Again, you admire his toughness, and obviously he was medically cleared to play, so our medical staff didn't feel like he could do any more damage, but it was very painful.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. He's done a nice job.
Can you comment on what generally characterizes Cameron's offenses?
I think that I don't know Cam personally. I think that he does a very good job, though, of preparing his offense to play to their strengths. He does a nice job of adjusting and using plays over till you make an adjustment to it. He's a very good football coach and has, you know, a record to prove it.
Dick, the record says 2-6. Are the Browns better than that?
I don't know. I think, I've always felt that what should have happened did, you know, and you live with it. So that's where we are, you know, and we got to change it. Somehow we got to find ways to put more W's on the board.
The first game you guys played, how do you avoid a repeat of that against him?
You know, we'll do our best. He's, it's not the first time in his career that's happened to him. He's, you know, a proven veteran over a long career, big and strong, strong hands, physical receiver. We just got to get closer to him. I mean, we played him tight. We just got to make more plays at the end of the play, you know, when the ball arrives to him. But guy's a very good player, you know, and unfortunately they got a bunch of them. So.
Have you ever been around a corner that's not
really supremely confident? I mean, they seem like they all have a bunch of confidence.
I guess I would say not for long, you know. Yeah, they're, you know, they just, you have to have a very short memory out on the edge because you're going to get beat anywhere in this league, at any position. You're going to get beat and probably humbled and embarrassed at some point, you know. And then you got to just be able to come back the next play and wipe the slate clean and do it, you know, challenge them. So it's just part of the deal.
Born with that kind of confidence? Joe, you know, you look at Joe and Dimitri and Buster, I mean, they all have kind of walk around.
Well, I think they're born with certain skills. You know, I guess I doubt that that's one of them. You know, I think they're born with physical gifts and they develop them. But I think you can develop mental toughness, you know, and you can certainly develop your physical skills, too, up to a point, you know, some people are just more gifted athletically than others, but I think mentally, it's probably true too, I don't know, but you can certainly apply yourself and make yourself more focused, you know, more determined, understand the game better or understand yourself better and fight through a lot of things, you know. So.
Did you have to change that game plan and your approach on the fly, and have you looked at this week's weather forecast to try to gauge how you're going to need to tweak the game plan for the weather?
Last week going in, you know, we had a pretty good idea what they did. And then we had a pretty good idea what they do in that weather, you know. And I think you generally feel that way about an opponent. A good opponent's going to do what they do. I mean, that's what makes them good. They may add a few wrinkles, but they're not changing. They're not going to change a lot of their stuff because they're beating everybody with it anyway, you know. And we didn't have to change a whole lot. We just had to adjust some personnel things. Before we went into it, we talked about what's it going to do today. What did we think they were going to change of what they had coming into the game? And it was pretty close, you know.
Against Gates, but was the weather a big factor in taking Gates out of the game in addition to the way you played him?
The weather was definitely a factor, you know, in that game. And then our guys played hard and did a nice job. But I don't think there's any way you couldn't say that the weather had an effect on that football game. You know, the ball in the air, even the kicking game, you know, it was just, that was a tough one. So one of those games you're glad you're in the box. Only because you're wearing that. One more, only because you're wearing that.
All right. I like Farrell, by the way. What did Usama Young do to take that starting job from Eric Hay?
Well, Usama's always been a very physical player, you know, and I think that was part of it. And then we needed to make a switch to give him a chance, you know, to get him back out there, to give him a starting chance and see if he could take and hold that job, and I think he has to this point. So always admired his toughness, you know, his willingness to play the game. And it's a tough game. It's a very rough game. So